Okay.
So, and I'm learning about when I feel something, feel it, don't try to escape, because I'm a very good escape artist, right? I even had a name for it, avoidance therapy, like just don't think of it. And so I know how to do that, but I'm trying to feel things now. So, but a lot of times when I allow the feeling, like I don't want to be productive or something, I'm like, well, that's good. You can go do this other thing and not be productive. It's okay to not be productive. But then things don't move. You know, business-wise, things don't move, and I start beating myself up for not being. So I get back
okay.
To
so
being
what
productive,
what's going on is in your space. In your new space of feeling, in your agreement to feel, you're not managing yourself well. It's just an organizational skill. Set a timer. When you're learning to understand the emotional body, it's difficult work, my friends, because we've never been taught to mind our own business emotionally, ever. Everybody in this room has been taught to be a good person so that other people feel better. It's the way we socialize. It's not wrong. It's just that we need to outgrow it at some stage, okay? And you don't teach a two-year-old, yes, honey, just be in your own feelings, because you wouldn't be able to live with them, right? So it's not right or wrong. It's the way we socialize and the way we adapt to living in communities and the way we mature. But here's the thing. If you don't learn to be the one that's the boss of the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body, you're gonna have a hard go. So, and I mean, I say this all the time, set a timer. If you aren't using a timer, and I literally mean this, people will hear me say this all the time, and they won't do the timer. And then they'll tell me their experience. I'm like, because you're not using a timer. If you don't set a timer that dings, or chimes, or I mean a real timer on your phone, on the stove, whatever. If you don't set the timer, you're not running the show, your emotional body is. I would never invite my emotional body to run rampant. It would have too much fun.
So on.
Oh, just one thing, I just have to share one thing, I'm done. But I made a video talking about how setting a timer and just your idea and all that. And this week alone, I've coached 3 people to do that.
But you don't do it yourself. And so I have somebody.
It's not mine.
I can teach you that.
Yeah, coaching is easy. Set the timer and it's hard. And one girl all week, she's been dodging 3 minutes of feeling this one feeling. And I'm like, just do it. Come on.
There you go. And so let's break this down. When you set a timer, who sets the timer? Your higher intelligence, the more experienced, wiser part of you. When you set a timer, you're creating a ritual. We got old DNA, we like rituals. So you're saying, hey, emotional body, here's where you can have free reign. I'm gonna respect you right now. And when the timer goes off, then my higher intelligence, my full entire persona is then gonna make a different decision. So let me give it to you a different way so it'll sink in. You know, children, if you have a child, you know, our parenting's getting so much kinder now, but if you have a child having a full body temper tantrum, if you study any child psychology, they'll tell you just make sure they're in a safe space. And they don't last long. But if you beat them for it, shut them down, don't let them do it, hi, that's how we grow up, you know, with no relationship, right? That's why we're in here tapping. We have no relationship with our emotional body. We're expecting somebody else to shut us down emotionally through shame.
That's true.
Or we're expecting alcohol to shut us down emotionally, or shopping, or responsibility, or the boss, or the dog, you know, whatever. That's the innate pattern. I can't be the boss of my emotions. I need somebody to manage it for me. Does that make better sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're timing yourself to feel disappointment, or timing yourself to feel compassion, or...
Yeah, compassion you can take anywhere with you.
Yeah.
But say it's disappointment, or say you want to sit with the feeling place of too much crap coming at you. Okay? This is what it looks like. Yeah, get a timer. You sit your butt in a chair. Okay? It doesn't work if you're standing, because you're going to be moving around. You're going to be multitasking. So you sit, and you start the timer, and you say, okay, let's feel this. Let's do nothing but feel this. And let me tell you what will happen. Absolutely nothing the first 3 times. Sometimes 4 times. The emotional body would be like, I'm not playing. I don't trust you. And you'll think up 100 other things and you'll never get to the emotional place. But if you really literally keep your butt in the chair and keep trying to bring your attention to the emotions, at some point the emotional body will trust you. What's the payoff for this? You'll get more comfortable with your emotional body, but the biggest payoff I can see is that when the emotion comes up inappropriately or in the wrong space or when you really don't have time, you can say, hey, it's not your turn. I will be with you at the designated time with the buzzer, but right now, you're not invited to play.
Okay. And that then puts you in.
Yeah, then your higher wisdom. Guys, you have a lot of years experience, hard earned, you might want to use it. You be the one in control. If you're not managing the emotional body appropriately, with respect, with consistency, building a relationship with it, it's not gonna trust you, it's gonna run the show. I mean, how many times do your emotions overwhelm you at the wrong place and time? And then, or they overwhelm you and you're not even good at it. You know, have you ever done that thing, you've been really mad and all you do is the guppy thing? You know, that's lack of a good relationship with your emotional body. Or if you ever, somebody tells you something sad in their life and you cry like a baby and it's not even yours, that's inappropriate. You know, and then they're comforting you. I mean, it's like, okay, that's the emotional body has never been taught to respect you or to trust you as the boss. That's it. Well, that would be individual for everybody.
Okay.
There's no law on it. Actually, I'm not even sure if I ever learned that from somebody else. I don't remember. I've just been teaching it so long.
I wonder if it would work with procrastination. Like, okay, I'll let you procrastinate for 5 minutes.
Well, procrastination is a little different. Procrastination isn't a dominant feeling place. It's a distraction. So it's a big deal of being distracted. But if you look a little deeper for the emotion, what's the payoff of procrastination? That'll give you a full body emotion. What's the payoff? You get to feel guilty? Woohoo! There you go. Get to feel stupid? Lazy? Is it manipulative of other people? I'll show you, right? You know, if you're chronically late, that's just anger camouflaged. That's how you express anger politely. And it's never really your fault. The coffee spilled, the car had a flat, the traffic was bad, it's never really your fault. But if you're chronically late, there's only one common denominator, you. That's anger. So procrastination, you wanna look, what's the payoff? What emotions do you get to feel when you procrastinate?
Wow. What if you're late to things that are good for you, like yoga class or something like
that's
that?
That's anger unexpressed.
At myself?
Just anger unexpressed.
Okay. So, is he saying we have a lot of repressed anger then?
Yeah, think? It's a really tough planet. Could somebody get the door, please? It's a really tough planet to be on. It really is. I'm going to give you an example of something that happened today. Now, look at that. Her text came and she's here. So, yesterday, my son Sean, who has amazing eyes, he says, and I knew we had a bird nest in the lemon tree. We see baby mockingbird, so cute, so goofy, hopping around the yard. And we knew something was going on because the mockingbirds have been screaming at the cats and even at the cat door. Like they'll come to the cat door and yell at them. And so we see the baby mockingbird and I'm like, well, when it starts to get dark, we need to just pick it up and put it back in the nest because it's going to get eaten. And Sean's like really into it now. Even though he's a hunter, apparently babies are, you know, we don't want them to die. And so he's like, we're not letting our cats out. I'm like, what? I'm like, you can't not let the cats out. That won't work. None of us will remember. And so he blocks the doors. You know, we're all clear. The cats don't go out for 2 days. He figures 3 days and the birds will fly. They're little fledglings. So, okay, our cats are locked in. They're handling it really well. And then...
this isn't sad, is it?
This is. And depending on your paradigm. So... my other son says, hey, there was a black and white cat in the bushes. I went out and ran it off. I'm like, to have anything in his mouth? He said, no, but the mockingbirds aren't swooping me. Before, if you went out and their babies were out, they'd swoop you. So long story short, the babies are gone. And the mockingbirds, they're still hanging around, but their sounds are different and they won't swoop anywhere. So I know the mom is still looking. I perceive they're grieving at some level. So that's my son's experience at compassion and wanting to protect the babies. Guys, you got a million of those. It is very, very hard to be human. Yes, we have repressed anger. Why wouldn't we? Think of our genetic history. Think of our ancestors. This is a tough, tough planet, even if you're a bird, right? So of course you're gonna have it. Having repressed emotion is not the problem. You're always gonna have negative emotion here, always. It's who's managing it. Who has permission to tell you how to feel when and when to feel it? Well, it should be you, not anybody else. But how many of us believe that?
I'm trying to really hard, really, really hard.
I'm telling you, the timer's the fastest thing I've ever seen. But again, the first 3 to 4 times you sit your butt in the chair with the timer, you are gonna have zero emotion. It's all gonna go away and hide from you because you don't have a relationship, you're not trustworthy yet. But once the emotional body trusts you, you will be amazed and delighted.
So if you can't feel it those 3 or 4 times, I guess you could spend the time tapping or something to just...
Nope.
No?
Your agreement is to sit there and allow the emotional body to speak to you. No distraction. No putting words in the emotional bodies. You can think of, like, say you want to work with anger. Think of angry things. Say you want to work with sadness. Sit there and think of sad things. You can help it get the juices going, but don't distract. Don't do other modalities. Your experience is, who can I be with the emotion?
Yeah, what I do, just to be clear, because I have done this quite a few times, if I catch my mind chasing, I start to clock over 3 minutes. And if the clock stops at 3 minutes and I wasn't on it, it starts over again. And I just do that until I won't get up until I do. And it takes 4 or 5 times.
Oh, well, I see. It can be that same day.
Yeah. And guys, there is a really cool tap in the library on the emotional body. Didn't we do a cool tap on that once? I know we did, because I was amazed and wanted to re-listen to it. But let me tell